Welcome to Good Housekeeping, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Marcy Rockney, and during the next half hour, I'll be reading articles from Good Housekeeping. From today's Good Housekeeping show will be a health special in the Discover section of Good Housekeeping called Weird Body Science. This article is by Leslie Goldman. That annoying bump, that strange sound, that embarrassing bathroom issue. No, it's not just you. Here's what's going on when you notice these little odd but harmless things and what you can do about them. Just as I am falling asleep, my whole body jerks and jolts me awake. That's a hypnic jerk, and about 70% of people have experienced these sudden muscle contractions, according to the National Sleep Foundation. As the brain eases into dream or REM sleep, it sends a signal down the spine to immobilize voluntary muscles so you won't act out your dreams. Normally, that's slow and subtle, but when you're sleep deprived, it is a faster and less smooth transition, explains neurologist and sleep specialist W. Christopher Winter, MD. So if you have a falling or stumbling dream, in a sense, it gets acted out with a jerk. The fix, while they may be alarming, don't fret. Hypnic jerks aren't dangerous, but take them as a sign that you need to catch more Z's. My joints are creaky. That's your body asking you to move more. Creaking, cracking, snapping, or grating sounds in the joints, crepitus in medical lingo, can result from a tight muscle or tendon causing friction over a bone or a release of trapped gases, mostly air, from the soft tissues around the joint, says Brian Hollett, MD, an internist at SHIFT, an integrative health and wellness practice in Chicago. It tends to worsen with lack of motion and circulation, says Karen Besigi, D.C., a chiropractor based in Carmel, Indiana. That's why you won't often hear it first thing in the morning, and it tends to dissipate after you walk around a bit. The fix for this would be to amp up your activity level, suggests Dr. Hollett. When it comes to joint health, we say motion is lotion. Stretching, achieving a healthy weight, and building and maintaining strength and cardiovascular fitness will all help quiet your skeletal symphony. Got pain, swelling, or instability in your joints? See a doctor to check for other joint conditions. When I remove my polish, my nails are tinted yellow. The cells in your nails are tightly packed, but they are porous, and darker lacquer, even higher end brands, can seep in and cause yellowing, says Dana Stern, MD, nail expert and assistant clinical professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Medical Center. Surprisingly, using polish remover may intensify staining since this dissolves the pigments in the polish, which can then more easily leach into the nail. Longer soaks like those required for gel polish may also increase the potential for staining. The fix for this is to use a soft brush to scrub nails gently with a whitening toothpaste containing hydrogen peroxide, says Dr. Stern. If that doesn't lift stains, camouflage them with a new manning, including a clear base coat, which can help prevent yellowing. I sneeze when my eyebrows are waxed. That's because both the forehead and the tip of the nose are connected to the trigeminal nerve. It starts in the brain and has three main parts that spread throughout the face like tree branches, allowing for feeling and movement, says dermatologist Emily Rubenstein, DO, director of Swedish Covenant Health, Swedish Skin Institute in Chicago. Thanks to the shared nerve, when you aggravate the brows through waxing or tweezing, you can irritate the nose, causing a sneeze. A similar mechanism causes people to sneeze when gazing at the sun. The fix for this, is, during your appointment, ask the anesthetician to press her finger to the eyebrow immediately after removing a section of hair. The pressure may help distract the nerve interpreting the sneeze reflex. I had an orgasm while doing exercises. A small number of lucky women, up to 10%, have had an exercise-induced orgasm, also called a corgasm, because it often happens during abdominal move, says Debbie Herbenick, Ph.D., a professor of human sexuality at Indiana University, Bloomington School of Public Health, and author of The Corgasm Workout. Experts don't know exactly why this happens, but since these orgasms usually occur when the core muscles are fatiguing, the pelvic floor muscles, the same ones used when you do Kegels, may get recruited, lending to a buildup of stimulation. The fix. We're not sure this is something that needs to be fixed, but if you'd like to accelerate your orgasm during sex, exercise can help, says Herbenick. Regular workouts can relieve stress, a well-known mood killer, and boost sexual satisfaction. What's that weird tiny bump on my tongue that kind of hurts? Some people call these lie bumps, thanks to an old wives' tale claiming them to be the result of fibbing. They're actually called transient lingual papillitis, a fancy way of saying inflamed taste buds. Possible culprits include acidic, spicy, sugary, or too hot foods, and stress trauma to the tongue from accidentally biting it may also cause them, says Lauren Becker, DDDS, a general and cosmetic dentist in private practice in New York City. The fix, they go away in a day or two on their own, and while you can't speed healing, you can get relief from the sting. Becker suggests swishing with salt water and avoiding spicy or acidic food. There are kernels in my poop. The hull or outer layer of a corn kernel is made of cellulose, a substance humans can't digest. If you swallow a kernel whole, it will travel through your stomach and intestines without getting broken down and come out the other end around 3 to 6 days later, says Deborah Fisher, MD, a gastroenterologist and associate professor of medicine at Duke University. Even if you chew every kernel, the insides will get digested, but the hulls will remain more or less intact. Chances are there are other pieces of undigested plant matter, like beans and seeds, there too, but they stand out less. The fix? None, short of skipping corn, but you shouldn't, because this is nothing to worry about. Consider it cool science experiment that shows you how efficiently your system is working. My legs itch after exercise when I haven't done it in a while. You've got runner's itch. Exercise increases blood flow to the capillaries, small blood vessels on the skin surface, says Dr. Hollett. If you're out of practice, this natural capillary swelling can feel like an itching sensation. It's more often pronounced in cool weather due to a triple whammy of dry air, poor hydration, and friction between skin and workout gear, but it can occur in any season. The fix for this would be moisturizing regularly. This will help, as will choosing workout attire made from synthetic moisture-wicking fabrics which move and stretch well while limiting friction, says Dr. Hollett. Once you settle into a regular exercise routine, the itching should stop. I get diarrhea during my period. When you're menstruating, your body produces chemicals called prostaglandins that help the uterus contract and expel its lining. They can affect the large intestine in a similar way, speeding up bowel movements in the process. To make matters worse, progesterone levels are low during your period, and progesterone tends to slow down the GI tract, says Dr. Fisher. The result, about 30% of women with otherwise normal bowel habits report diarrhea during their periods, according to one study. And chronically constipated women may have more normal BMs then. The fix, try ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, or Naproxen, Aleve, as soon as your period starts, as either will block the prostaglandins. The earlier you take it, the fewer prostaglandins will make their way toward your GI tract. My legs feel numb when I sit too long on the toilet. The pins and needles sensation can happen when the sciatic nerve running through your glutes is compressed by a hard toilet seat. It's similar to when you sleep in an awkward position and awaken with a numb arm, but a different nerve is involved. One modern-day culprit, the smartphone. People scroll in the bathroom, checking email and social media, and they end up with numb legs from hanging out in that position for too long, Dr. Fisher says. Constipation or excessive straining can also cause numbness. When you bear down, the pressure can push the disc in your spine into nearby nerves, leading to strange sensations like pins and needles or a waterfall down the leg, says Bassisi. The fix, don't linger. If constipation is the reason you're parked for a while, increase your intake of fiber and water. Fresh fruits and vegetables supply both. Still stuck, ask your doctor about fiber supplements or try a low stool set in front of the toilet. Research shows that this facilitates pooping because it raises your feet a few inches off the ground, straightening the rectum. Next on our agenda is the good stuff, and this month it is the 2019 Best New Car Awards. Top tested cars from the Good Housekeeping Institute. The first car is crossover SUV, Mazda CX-5. Why we love it. A Good Housekeeping Car Awards winner for 2 years in a row, this sporty crossover looks and drives like a luxury vehicle at a much nicer price. Simply put, this car is fun to drive. It handles smoothly over bumps, has responsive brakes, and drives as well around town as on the highway. Its interior is well designed with standard luxe details like a leather-wrapped steering wheel. Good to know. The entertainment system is a little sluggish, so you'll likely want to enable Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, available on most models, but double check when you're using that. The lab lowdown on this, with the CX-5, you'll feel you got more than you paid for. Its modern, sophisticated design makes it seem like a timeless, high-end pick. And it's priced between at the base of $24,350 to $39,155, which the Good Housekeeping test was done at that price range. Next, mid-sized SUV would be the Chevrolet Traverse. Why we love it. A great large family option. It packs everything you love about a hard-working SUV into a practical ride that can fit your crew and their gear. Standout features. It's roomy even for its class. Our tests found you can store 6 carry-on suitcases behind the third row or fold down the second and third rows to fit 38. Wow. The teen driver system comes standard and lets parents set limits for new drivers and monitor things like speed. It's good to know that the rear visibility can be limited due to the roof's pillars, but this is true of many vehicles in this category. The lowdown from the lab is the Traverse is the perfect ride if you need a ton of cargo space but don't want to feel as if you're driving a larger-than-life SUV. The base price is $29,930 to $42,835, which was the tested price with Good Housekeeping. Minivan, Chrysler Pacifica. Why we love it. It's the ultimate family car with all the features you want at an unbeatable price. Standout features. The third row on all models can fold completely into the floor for more cargo space. But what's truly impressive is that with a trim upgrade, the second row seats can also be stowed away fully into the floor. Plus, on certain trim levels, second row passengers each get their own LCD screen. It's good to know, like many minivans, it's not available with all-wheel drive, however. The lowdown from the lab, if you want a ride with lots of cargo and passenger space and good fuel economy, you can't go wrong with this minivan. It also comes in a hybrid version, which was a 2018 Good Housekeeping Car Awards winner. The Pacifica is priced from $26,985 base to the tested price of $49,625. And now from Health and Wellness section, Jackie London, MSRD, and she is the Good Housekeeping Nutrition Director. Make your energy last all day. Who wouldn't want to feel full and stay active longer? That's what whole grains do for you, because your body digests them more slowly than refined grains, like those in white bread, giving you lasting fuel. Bonus, each daily serving is associated with a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes in women, according to a study in the Journal of Nutrition. Here's how to fit more in. Ease into it. Whole grain pasta can be an acquired taste for some people. Try mixing one part with two parts white pasta, then gradually add more of the whole grain kind each time you eat. Munch on popcorn. Yes, it is a whole grain, and the kernels are packed with antioxidants. Replace butter with a drizzle of olive oil for a low-fat snack. Take a shortcut. Cooking grains from scratch can take hours, so make life easier and use a pre-mixed blend. The Good Housekeeping Nutrition Lab pick would be Tasty Bite Organic Ancient Grains. Filled with millet, sorghum, and other whole grains, it takes just 90 seconds to make it. Ask Jackie, should I try a CBD latte? Unless you've been instructed by a physician to use CBD, I'd skip it, although many people swear by it. CBD, cannabidiol oil, which comes from hemp, has yet to show effectiveness for treating anxiety and depression when consumed in food or beverages. Plus, oil derived from hemp tastes bitter, so many CBD drinks are loaded with added sugar and often saturated fat to cover up that flavor. You're better off sprinkling actual hemp seeds on your salads, soups, and stir fries. They're packed with healthy omega-3s, and an ounce provides up to 8 grams of protein and 9 grams of fiber. Just really good stuff. And then from the Good Housekeeping Wellness Lab, test yourself. Quickie at-home health checks. Donning a paper gown in your MD's office isn't the only way to tell how you're doing. These do-it-yourself mini tests can give you instant insight. In honor of National Women's Health Week, May the 12th through the 18th, do yourself a favor and give this a go. Despite being very simple, at-home tests are useful as major predictors of healthy aging and longevity, says Michael Sanger, MD, a member of Good Housekeeping's partner, Elysium Health Scientific Advisory Board, and the Royal College of Physicians in the UK. Number one, blow out a candle. Place one about 16 inches from your face. If you can't extinguish it from there, see a doctor. You may have undiagnosed breathing problems. Freeze your flow. Use your pelvic muscles to stop urine midstream. If it takes more than 2 seconds, talk to your gyno about exercises to shore up your bladder-supporting muscles. Feeling fit? Try the sitting-rising test developed by Brazilian physicians to predict longevity. Sit on a padded mat on the floor without using your hands or kneeling. then stand without using support. If you have trouble building muscle, and practicing balance will help. Skip if you have bad knees or hips. Our editors found that it's easier if you cross legs and extend arms forward. You can share how you do with the hashtag #StandUpToAging. Friendship finders. If you've recently moved or maybe entered a new phase of life, you know how personal connections can ease transition. As families and friend groups become more spread out, people are lonelier than ever, according to research by Jessica Carbino, sociologist and relationship expert for the social app Bumble. Sound familiar? Download a solution. Social apps like Bumble BFF can help you drum up a date and also make platonic friends, offering a low-pressure way to find new pals. Many apps geared toward friendship target a specific demographic or lifestyle interest, so users have easy texting topics and can forge bonds. People try these apps when they move to a new area to find friends when traveling, says Rachel Kotz, a doctoral student at the University of Manchester who studies dating apps. Start by downloading an app on your phone and creating a profile using your interest. Your new BFF could be a click away. This article was written by Liz Schumer. Here's a note to moms, three ways to get social. New moms, Peanut helps parents meet up one-on-one or in groups and share advice on chat pages. Peanut/app.io. Gal pals, find like-minded ladies in over 30 life situations like working moms, divorcees, and more at heyvina.com. H-E-Y-V-I-N-A. Pet partners, whether you need a walk buddy or a dog park playmate, this app connects you to fellow animal lovers. BarkHappy.com. Family pets. Life with pets. Cat adoption 101. Animal shelters call the warmer months kitten season as facilities become overrun. If you're taking in a cat, here's what you should know. So why the surge? Blame it on nature. The warmer weather and longer days kicks cats' reproductive drive into high gear. That means shelters get overwhelmed with kittens, making spring the perfect time to adopt a new furry friend. The first thing you need to do is prepare a place, set up a designated spot with a litter box and food and water bowls in a quiet room, suggests Rover.com's vet expert Gary Richter, DVM. Show the cat where it is right away. Cats love to climb and knock things off shelves and countertops, so put them away they could topple. Some also like to chew on plastic or string, so keep lamp cords and kids' toys out of reach. Next up, give him time to adjust. Cats are independent creatures and need to get used to new surroundings. When you bring one home, place the carrier with its door open in the room with the cat's supplies and limit him to that room until he seems comfortable, advises Becca Woodruff, a behavioral consultant for the Best Friends Animal Society. Cats will likely explore, but it's normal for them to hide for anywhere from a few hours to a few days. Richter suggests letting a cat make the first move towards you. Teach children to be gentle and make sure the cat has an escape route in case kids get rowdy. Got a dog? When possible, Richter suggests having your pup meet a friend's feline before you bring one home to see how they'll do together. Younger cats of a different gender tend to do best with canines, but it's worth asking shelter staff to recommend one who has a record of experience with dogs. Keep the cat and the dog separated behind closed doors for at least the first few days so they can get used to each other's smell without a confrontation, advises Woodward. You can feed them on opposite sides of a door to create a positive association, then switch to a baby gate as they get more comfortable. When they first meet face to face, have someone hold the dog on a slack leash, but don't restrain the cat or he might scratch while trying to escape. Until you're sure neither will attack, continue these controlled interactions for days or even weeks. It's important not to have expectations for how quickly things will go, says Woodruff. Slow and steady wins the race. Establish a routine. Cats thrive on consistency, so get your new pet used to the family schedule right away, Richter advises. Feed the cat at the same time each day and keep your routine predictable for at least the first few weeks, so he'll get used to the household's rhythm. Soon you won't be able to imagine your home without him. And for your bookshelf, The Healing Power of Animals. When people provide shelter pets with homes, they give much in return. Mutual Rescue, How Adopting a Homeless Animal Can Save You, 2 by Carol Novello with Jenny Graves, $27 wherever books are sold, gets right to the heart of it. From pets who help grieving parents find joy to those who improve their owner's physical health, the book uses expert research and anecdotes to explore pets' impact on our hearts, minds, and bodies. Next is the good stuff. Trending, flotation tanks. We've gotten used to being connected 24/7, but too much input from phones, TV, and other humans can leave you frazzled. This wellness trend is all about sensory deprivation, which promises to ease your stress and tension. Here's the lowdown. What they are. Many spas now provide a private, shallow tub of salty water in which you float, usually naked, for 60 to 90 minutes. Often it is enclosed so as to keep out light, noise, and other stimuli. An hour-long session can cost from $49 to $125. The claim. Users say seeing and hearing zilch lets the mind reach a deep meditative state. It's said to help reduce a brain response that allows for lower stress levels and ease muscle tension, says Tiffany Low Payne, DO, Assistant Professor of Family Medicine at Campbell University of Osteopathic Medicine. Evidence. Early research suggests that a floating session may boost athletic recovery and regular soaks could ease anxiety. But for everyday people, it's mostly just to feel nice. The bottom line, there are many other less expensive options proven to aid in relaxation, including meditation, says Low Payne. But if you're looking for a new way to unwind, try that. This article is by Caitlin Pyrie. Etiquette, fingers versus fork. Consider these things when digging into pizza and fries and more. Location, think about where you are. While it's fine to use a chunk of bread to mop up sauce at a friend's house, this may be frowned upon at a nice restaurant, says UK-based etiquette and wedding consultant Joe Bryant. And the mess factor, French fries you dip in sauce or a slice of crispy pizza can be eaten by hand, while fries covered in sauce or pizza laden with toppings requires a fork, says Bryant. But when it comes to burrs, embrace the mess. When to use both. According to Emily Post etiquette, if part of the handheld food you're enjoying, say pastry topping or some filling from a taco or sandwich, falls on your plate, switch to utensils to polish it off. Thank you for listening to today's Good Housekeeping. If you have any questions or comments about the program, please call us at 210-829-4223. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Marcy Rockney saying goodbye from OWL Radio.